All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Michael, which direction are we going with the blitz here?
NFL.
Okay.
NFL blitz today.
All right.
Let's get this blitz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Oh, pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike.
All right, Mike. I am all ears.
All right, so as you know, Mike, got a series of questions, of bold takes to respond to, and stuff like that. So let's start off with the Eagles. I saw an opinion today that I thought was a little hot take-ish. But the 5-6 Eagles will make the playoffs this year. Do you agree with that or not?
I don't disagree with it. I mean, I think they're a mess, but Carolina right now needs to show me they can win a football game. Dreadful against the Lions off 10 days rest. Dreadful against the Steelers on national TV. And they completely blew this weekend in what was probably a must win. I think the other thing, Philly right now has kind of rediscovered their ground game. Josh Adams, the rookie out of Notre Dame, physical back. I believe it more than I don't, because I think Carolina's falling apart.
Next one, a more simple one. Arizona Cardinals are the definition of awful. Agree with that or not?
Yeah, but it's acceptable awfulness because they have a rookie quarterback. Now, the key is this offseason, put weapons around them, find an offensive coordinator that's acceptable, because that's been a disaster down there. But yeah, Mike, I'm fine with a team being bad if there's a direction. This is what needed to happen. I'd much rather be Arizona than the Lions. He doesn't have a little remark for that, does he, David?
No, these are you answering the questions. I try to stay away from opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Polo.
No opinion on these. So, Mike McCarthy, seems like he's the daily whipping post. And he is indeed the problem. Is that fair to say? There's tons of Packers fans clamoring for him to be fired, in particular this week.
It's run its course. I don't know that it's anybody's fault. Team's not that good. Rodgers hasn't been as good this year. McCarthy's probably gone stale. It's time. They'll part ways, and that's that. But I don't think it's any one person's fault. I think it's Green Bay's fault for not putting more around Rodgers starting 2-3 years ago.
All right, Tony Gonzalez and Mike Vick both said that...
They're both terrible on TV.
Well,
I gotta be honest.
Listen to what they both said. They both said that Philip Rivers is the best quarterback who has never won a Super Bowl in NFL history. You agree with that or not?
In history. Better than Dan Marino, huh? I don't know that I'm going to go there. And I love...
And you like Philip Rivers.
I love Philip Rivers. But I don't know if I'm ready to really put him above a Dan Marino. That's a tough call there. I think, look, Phillip's having a hell of a year. It sucks what happened to Melvin Gordon. I know they might get him back by the playoffs with the MCL sprain, but I can't go there. And I also wish Vic and Gonzalez were not on TV. They're awful. David's laughing. Am I wrong? They're terrible.
They're not the greatest.
What does Mike Vick bring to the table?
He's a name. People love names, right?
But he doesn't have opinions. It's okay, David, I'm not repeating what you're doing there, because that's inappropriate.
Next question I have to ask about Andrew Luck. Already thrown 32 touchdown passes this season.
I just want my apology.
Well, you said, earlier this year that he was one of the top. I think you had him third, right?
He was fourth on our preseason, the quarterback show we did.
Well,
I told you.
Breeze and Mahomes get all the attention this year. Do you think Andrew Luck is not getting enough attention for the season he's had? Like I said, 32 touchdowns.
He's getting an appropriate amount of attention. It's just people don't like admitting they're wrong. Andrew Luck is a once-in-a-generation quarterback. Seeing it. He took a roster of garbage to 10-6 multiple years in a row. He ended up getting hurt. It took him a couple years to get back. Look at it. Like right now, people want to, poor Stafford. He doesn't have any help around him. Would you trade the skill players that Andrew Luck has for what Stafford started this year with? Get the hell out of here.
Fury touchdown.
Oh, it's okay. I was just going to say, no, I'm Mikey. He's just the dudes from outer space. I love Andrew
He's been
Luck.
Great, and he's got, the NFL's leading receiver now with Eric Ebron. Those touchdown passes.
Oh, boy, that really burns our ass, doesn't it?
Next question. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Tell me if you agree with this. They've gone from fearless to feared in the NFC playoff race.
I'd agree with that.
They're now a threat.
I'd agree with it. Running game looks legit. Wilson is legit. I worry they have no outside weapons. None. Defensively, they have played way above water. So I will say legit. I think they're a more legit team than Dallas. I think they're a more legit team than Carolina.
Which is weird because preseason, I don't think anyone really expected Seattle to be great.
Mike, I got it wrong. I thought Seattle would be a 5-6 win football team. I just didn't see it. But that O-line just flipped the... Yeah, they look legit.
Have to ask you about one of the biggest videos this past weekend with the NFL. The big fight between Leonard Fournette and Shaq Lawson.
Oh, it was gross.
Now, there are a couple different opinions. Some people are saying, football needs more of this. That's fine, like watching fights. What side are you on? Or
That's
do you just
trash.
Think it's pathetic?
No, it's pathetic. First of all, you dummies. Both of you are wearing helmets. You're not hurting anybody. Like, what exactly are you hitting? Two, look, Jacksonville's an embarrassment, okay? Top to bottom. Whether it's the off-field comments or the on-field performance. If I were the NFL, Fournette would have been suspended the rest of the year. It's an embarrassment. Total embarrassment. I don't need stuff like that.
Denver Broncos. They are only 5-6 right now, but they are a team that is a threat against anyone with the way they're playing. Do you agree with that one or not?
Disagree. Steelers are usually good for one stinker a year. There it is. I'm not ready to go with Denver. Here's the thing. Denver's got a very soft schedule, if memory serves me correctly, the last 4 or 5 weeks here. They could rack up some W's, but their problem is still going to be playoffs, quarterback play, good night. I just don't believe... I think they have warning track power. But they have a chance to rack up some games. I think they play the Raiders again. I think they play... God, they got a couple of softies on that schedule.
So it's a little fake, you're saying?
Oh, God.
That 5-6 is a little fake.
Oh, absolutely they're fake.
Yep. Have to ask you about this because this is, again, speaking of videos and viral videos from the past weekend, this was a huge one with Cleveland. All sorts of stuff with Hugh Jackson. Obviously, he's now with the Bengals. But do you blame the Browns for being pissed that Hugh Jackson left and went to Cincinnati? We saw Baker Mayfield speak out against him. We saw Hugh Jackson handed a football. Jabril Peppers before the game was getting into it with him. Do you blame the Browns for feeling this type of way about Hugh Jackson?
I will keep this short because my expanded thoughts are on our podcast, Always Aggravated. Download it, iTunes, radio.com. Okay, so shameless company plug. The point is, no, I love it. We live in a world where the Browns are talking bleep and backing it up. And Hugh Jackson came off like a jerk in Hard Knocks. Ever since he has left, Baker Mayfield has been better. The team has been better. The players play better. I love it. And look, I loved when Hugh tried to go in for that fake-ass hug, even though he's probably been trashing Baker the last couple of weeks. And Baker gave him the old hi-hat. We're going to do a handshake instead there, bub. No, I like it because I really have an unhealthy dislike for Hugh Jackson. I think he's a con artist.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.